Well, that's a really interesting question. And in a sense, I don't know the answer because I'm not a scientist. But I do think that it is creative in the sense that science can provide all the answers. I mean, every question we could possibly ask as beings. What are we doing here? How did we get here? Where are we going? What should we do to, you know, make things work better? Those are all questions that only science can answer. Fundamentally, those are the questions that science can answer. And those are questions that need some imagination in order just to pose the question, and then some imagination in order to figure out ways to answer those questions. So in that sense, I think science could be absolutely creative. I mean, it is not just as important as any, you know, art or any kind of creative process, but it is actually duplicates that in a lot of ways.
And with that in mind, this year's Bill Bryson Prize topic was the science and art and the art and science. So what's that sort of process been like, seeing that creativity come through in a science competition?
Well, you're right. I mean, that was the topic this year. But having said that, every year is the same in the sense that you know, we pose a problem, a subject that the kids have to somehow tackle. And every year they come up with these amazingly imaginative and diversified ways of dealing with the same topic. And some do magazines and some do pieces of art and lots do video presentations of one kind or another. They make little plays or they do demonstrations, like lab-type demonstrations for the camera. But everybody does something different. A couple of years ago we had an absolutely brilliant young woman named Jessica Hamm did a cartoon, comic strip, that was just gloriously funny, but also really got across some important and really difficult science in the process of being very entertaining. So it's the variety of ways that these kids think of doing it is just so inspiring. I mean, it really is just so amazing. We're continually blown away by what they come up with.
So, I mean, you've been involved in this for getting on for a decade now. I think it's next year the 10th year.
It will be, yeah.
And is this something that kind of can continue to give you inspiration to find new ways to approach your own work or your own writing? And do you sort of take inspiration from the
well, in that sense, it's quite depressing because you think because these kids, you know, I mean, they're so imaginative and they're so funny, and they are so much. They come up with so many new ideas that I end up feeling quite dazzled by it all. But they are genuinely inspiring in the sense that they are, every one of them is a very vivid reminder that science can be fun. And that's a lesson that it took me a long time to learn, and in some ways I'm still learning. I mean, I was taught science so poorly in school when I was growing up in the middle of America in the 1950s and 60s that it crushed all the interest, any possible interest I had in it. And what these young competitors are showing us again and again is that, no, that was wrong. Science is always interesting, fascinating, useful, all of those things that you would want any kind of human enterprise to be. Science has it in spades.